Okay, good morning, everybody. So if one studies Shlishi of Vayechi, what one finds is a remarkable interaction between Yaakov and Yosef. And if you do the legwork, you'll find that the Rishonim are really all over the map on this one in terms of what the Shechem is. You know, Targum Onkelos, starting with that, says it's a Chelek Yasir, an extra portion. Rashi has two deos, either just a Chelek Yasir or Shechem itself. Is this referring to some kind of a past event, a war that took place between Yaakov and the Amori, a future event in the days of Yehoshua, right? Obviously, Mibnei Banav Shel Ephraim. Now, there's a wide range within the Rishonim in terms of the identity of Shechem. You know, Rashi in one of the deos where he says it's actually the city of Shechem notes that it's a Makom Kvura, because the context here is Yaakov, you know, asking Yosef to prepare a Makom Kvura for him. Right, it's all very enigmatic in a certain sense, but you know, I'd like to introduce another, you know, possibility within the framework of Shechem as a particular location and not just a Chelek Yasir, which may even be certainly not the unanimous view, but it may be the predominant view that it's just the Chelek HaBechora. It's an extra section of the land of Israel, and that's the context. So the view that I would try to articulate here very briefly is that we know, Sforno, you know, makes this point in a number of different ways, that Yaakov felt terrible guilt of lechna rei eshlom achecha veeshlom hatzon vashiveni davar hine achecha roim bishchem lecha veeshlach achecha lehem, right? That Shechem, Yaakov, you know, carried that burden of guilt for the rest of his life. You know, the Sforno says, that Yaakov Avinu felt a terrible guilt, as any father would, but especially a father who was so invested in this particular son, for sending him to Shechem. Rashi already, you know, captures that, but, you know, is this kind of a taos, you know, the emek, the valley, the lack of perception, the occlusion of vision that occurred, you know, for this entire mission, you know, to happen. So in any event, you know, Yaakov, with that context, carries this burden of Shechem, not just being the place of torment of Dina and Shimon and Levi, but think above all, you know, the scene of Yosef's tragedy, Lechna Rei, Eshlom Achecha Veshlom Hatzon, turned into, obviously, a Mechira. So I'd like to suggest that the reference here, Vani Nasati Lecha Shechem Achad Alachecha, it's a pious Yosef, but in a very particular sense, that perhaps this is Yaakov's way of not just giving Yosef a particular chelek or a makom kavura, but Yaakov's way of trying to make peace over his role in that particular incident, and says the only thing that I can do, either because Vayikan Eschalkas Hasada, that he was the owner of a field in that area, or that in the future the area will be captured, whatever one thinks, is it past, present, or future, but that Yaakov is giving Shechem as a particular nachala to Yosef to make him whole, not that you can ever, you know, reverse the Mechira, but as a way of acknowledging, Halo Achecha Roim Bishchem, Lecha Veshlachecha Lehem, his particular role in that entire catastrophic episode of the Mechira, and to give Yosef not, you know, the opportunity to run away from Shechem, but the opportunity to see Shechem in a different light as his father's love for him, as his father's gift for him, and to whatever extent there were lingering feelings of, you know, conflict, or ambivalent feelings regarding, you know, that mission. So Yaakov says, the lasting impression that I want you to have of Shechem, you know, is indeed a sense that this is my gift to you, not that this is my curse, not that this is my takala, but, you know, that this is a reflection of what was always true, is my deep and abiding love for you. And so I think that would work very nicely with the medrash that we'll encounter later in the parsha, that the, you know, the only thing that Yosef did in the context of the Kavura before returning to Mitzrayim for the last time is that he went back to the Bor, and he looked into the Bor, and he was trying to, I think, see it from a different perspective, the perspective of Kilim Mechiyash, Lachani Elokim Lefneichem, of understanding that it really was Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. And so here too, I think Yaakov is trying, in a certain sense, to redefine, you know, what Shechem should mean. You should never think that, you know, that Takala Shebal Yadi was, you know, a reflection of anything intentional, but really the lasting association with Shechem is the idea of Yaakov's abiding love for Yosef.